Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
I can make my own beat. Bitch, I'm signed to myself. Not a label on me. I be sitting courtside. I can't do the nosebleed. I been getting to this money. I been getting no sleep. If it ain't about no business, nigga, don't approach me. She a hometown girl, so I took her OT. I know people talk a lot, so you don't have to show me. And I can't spend it on myself. I gotta feed the whole team. Told you I'ma stop, baby. I can see it coming. Remember, I was on that block, nigga, just like Andre Drummond. Like Andre Drummond. I do drink it, some gon' like it, some gon' hate it, some gon' love it. Pat man got his own shit, if it ain't mine, then I won't touch it. I'm like, ain't this what you asked for, so baby, why you running? Yeah, why if I like her, give a good dick, she feel me in her stomach. Come you gon' think I sold my soul the way I'm racking up this money. This but money. Them niggas changed on me, I was with more than 100. But it's how I just watch me treat them like I never knew them. I like 20s and a 50, but I love them blue bills. Got no time for a leash, I don't need no new bills. I had to go for a minute, think I need a new grill. I record my own songs, I can make my own beat. Bitch, I'm signed to myself, not a label on me. I be sitting courtside, I can't do the nosebleed.
Big lazy.
I do everything.
How much you want for like, can you give me like 6 straight backs?
Well, I got you.
Okay.
For real.
My brother needed.
You seem like you want some dreads.
No, I'm just fucking with Tonal. I'm just all natural. I don't know. I'm going to do something. I might cut it off, though. It's time to grow up.
I ain't never seen it really.
So y'all brothers?
Something like that, but of Christ, in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. We all
hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I've been down with bro for a minute, though. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing I was going to ask you. Like, you from the neighborhood, basically. Like, you from the city, so it's right. So it's like, what's high school and stuff you go to?
I went to Shawnee Eastern. Mm-hmm. And I went to Hardin County High School, too.
You did?
Yeah.
How was
your way out there for? Did you move out there?
Yeah, I was living out there in Radcliffe.
Oh, okay.
For real? I heard Radcliffe was cracking, though. You know, P said he used to live down there.
Master P?
Nah, Priest. Next door to the shop.
Ah, okay, dude.
His dad and them had a barber shop and stuff like that. So what made you want to start doing music and being an entrepreneur? And you know what I'm saying? Because... But some people, it's hard out here to find they niche. And it seemed like you got your hands in a lot.
I ain't even going to cap. I was looking, met one day underneath my daddy's bed, and I felt this whole thing of nothing but raps. And I was reading them, and it made me want to start rapping.
Your daddy's
and
raps.
That's how it happened. I mean, yeah. I was Metlin, and it was a whole, like a briefcase full of nothing but raps, papers.
Yeah.
Did your dad rap? Did he?
He was used to be a DJ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's his name?
My dad.
That's what's up. What's his name?
Jamie Cat.
He don't DJ nothing no more.
Nah, he's an OG. He got his own businesses though.
Yeah. So you think your upbringing?
If
with
anybody
him?
Needs y'all garage doors fixed, call me.
It's good money in that too.
Yeah, it is.
He do doors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you I can say like your upbringing is what got you to be a natural hustler.
Yeah, my daddy. Yeah,
it was because of him. To different stuff like that.
It was because of him.
That's
he's a hustler, and that's what.
That's what's
I,
up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You had the structure. Yeah. So. You got the baddies show, you rap. Like, how did that come about? Like, that idea, because you feel me? A lot of people might say, like, oh, they got one out. But it's like, this is our city, so it's like, why not have our own? You feel me?
Yeah, it's what happened. I kept fucking, excuse my language.
No, you can
I
go
kept inboxing Natalie, and she was ignoring me. And I got mad one day.
Big change.
What was you inboxing? What was you asking? Like trying to.
What's up, sis?
Yeah.
You feel me? What's up?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on the show. You feel me? And she kept ignoring me, and I kept inboxing her, and she kept ignoring me. So finally, I just said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna start my own."
That's hard.
That's what happened.
That's hard, though.
That's really what happened. I got the screenshots.
For real?
So she never replied back to your messages?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pull it up.
Okay, I mean, we got receipts, huh?
So, yeah, so what?
She
what,
ignored me.
So what made you want to, like, really pursue it, though? Like, I know you, okay, you kind of had the, you know, the idea from that, but it's like you really, like, set this shit up, you know?
Because I had the resources around me in my neighborhood, mm-hmm, to make it happen. I came to Shia's Studio 15 with the idea, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, he said, it's a go. He didn't say no. He didn't, yeah, say nothing. He said, it's a go. And then we decided on a date, and we got it cracking.
Yeah.
And that's how that went.
I ain't gonna lie. My only issue with it all was the casting. That was it.
I know. It was very messy. It was unorganized. Oh,
hold on, though.
It ain't even the messy, because it's like, that's a messy situation once you're putting the baddies together. Like, that's what's on TV. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, the casting is like, in the beginning, everybody, like, introducing themselves. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a boss. I'm a whoop-de-whoop. I do this. I do that. So
they already had the first episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it. I don't really. I'm all the way out the loop.
But it was like this. I started with somebody, and then it went kind of left. Mm-hmm. And then I started with somebody else, and it went kind of left. So now,
what you both mean by
of
left?
Them is doing their own show still, and I'm doing mine. So
it's three different baddies. Yeah. So the person?
Yeah, three. It's mine and two other ones. And mine's is Louisville baddies.
Talk it, like, be sure to, like, because it only.
Mine's is Louisville baddies. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just Louisville baddies. That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I fuck with the concept. I ain't gonna lie. It just gotta be, you feel me? Then it's like, you saying it's three. Like, damn.
I'm just saying it's gonna be three different ideas spinning off of my one idea.
Right.
I mean, it's two different ideas spinning off of my one, so it makes it three.
Right. So how would you feel if one of those just skyrocket? Like, damn.
I'm gonna be the one who skyrocket. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk your shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
you gotta talk your shit.
I'm not a big reality. Last time I watched reality TV was like Flavor of Love, like, right, the real shit, like New York, like right after that shit. Then, like, yeah, I never watched none of the baddies, none of the Bad Girls Club, none of that shit. But I might tune into this little shit.
You was hitting her up. Her big chin ass need to pick up, bitch. Trip.
Nelly Nunn, you ignore me. What are you on?
Yeah, so what was you gonna, like, try to get on a show or something?
Yep, I wanted to be on her show.
Yeah.
And, uh-huh, I manifested and I said, I'm gonna start my own. That's what I'm gonna do.
There
I'm
you
gonna
go.
Get everybody, yeah, together, and I'm gonna start my own.
So who do you got on the like on your wish list, like on your, like, to get on your audio, on your show?
Boosie and Wabby.
Mm-hmm. You want them to come, like, be
on
judges?
On the baddies?
Yeah, they gonna make appearance. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd be
eventually
tough.
Eventually, yes.
That'd be tough right there.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna stunt. I definitely just wanna see, like, cause I feel like in the city, it's some real baddies that need to be on the show. If you know
and
what I'm saying.
And I'm gonna get them. And we gonna,
like,
get them.
Cause it's like.
We gonna get them. Everybody.
Who you got in mind?
Who you got, like, you know, if you ain't got to, if you want, like, who you got on your, like, your, I ain't gonna say hit list, but who you got on your list that you wanna, you know, get on the show that you wanna
on
be on?
On my show, Louisville Baddies.
On your show.
I would like Diamond, So Dope.
Okay.
Aaliyah Tiny.
Okay.
Kiki Rogers, because them is three women that are for sure baddies
and
they've been baddies, yeah, and can't nobody take that from them.
No.
And I gotta respect that. So, yeah, them three is the ones why I,
okay,
really feel like they deserve a spot on Louisville Baddies.
Yeah.
It don't matter if it's the bootleg baddies or the real baddies.
Right.
But they need to be on some type of baddies.
Yeah, I fuck with them. And I think that, like, even though it's, like, the concept is, like, really, it's messy. Like, there's no way to get around, like, the concept of, you know what I'm saying?
That, and we going to change that narrative.
That's what I was about to say.
We're going to change that narrative.
It could be,
I'm
could be more
it.
Positive.
I'm sorry.
You know
I apologize.
What I'm saying? It could be more
I
positive.
I didn't mean for it to be like that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
It was not my intentions.
But when I watched
why did it go left? Like, why did it?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just tell you, say this. When I watched the live, I felt like you was trying to, I'm like, she's trying to keep it together with the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to say no names and stuff like that, but I feel like, even now, like, when I watch the lives and I see what's going on, I feel like a lot of people's trying to be relevant. Like, just trying to be. You feel me? But I felt like on that live, like, you was kind of like, hold on, I ain't trying to disrespect nobody. Like, I ain't trying to, like, the whole time, like, your tone was even like, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, genuine. Like, you know what
Listen,
I mean?
Let me tell you something. I was so humble that day, bro, to the point where I don't think Pedra could have said nothing to get me to steal her.
Yeah.
I don't believe she could have said anything. I feel like she literally would have had to hit me. And then whenever she did do like that on accident, because it was accident.
Yeah.
And she said, she apologized and I let it go because I done grew up. I could have hopped on butt when she did that. Like, right. I ain't heard no apology. What's up?
Right. And but I wasn't on right that, here. Though. Yeah, this is your...
And I was really at a peaceful state of mind when I first did it. Mm-hmm. That's why I said I didn't mean for things to go left. Right. It went left because it got real messy because there was no organization. Now, right. my new shit is more organized.
Right.
So, like, where... Like, whose fault was that? Like, I ain't trying to point no fingers. Like, why would you say
that? I feel like coming in the gate, they should have knew, like, okay, she's in charge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
and nobody want no boss, so I...
So, and that's it. That's what nobody it was going to say, do this or do that. Just, she's in charge.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have... But then again, it might not have went viral if they would have did that. Yeah. So, everything happened for a reason. Because I'm trending not only in Louisville, but I'm trending.
You trending?
I'm trending. Yes.
That's what's up.
Real bad.
That's what's up. Just to change the topic just for a second, like, where do you see yourself, like, especially, like, it seems like you got dreams and aspirations. You ain't just somebody just doing shit just to be doing it. So
exactly.
5 years from now, where do you see yourself in your businesses? You have children. You're a mother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I see myself accomplishing all my goals. Like, you got short-term goals, you got long-term goals. Mm. I done accomplished all the short-term goals, and I'm going for the long-term goals, and I'm almost there. I feel like I'm almost there.
So you got your production crew, you got your
Yes,
manager.
I do. Yes, I do.
So
yes,
when you when you start the auditions, like, when you...
In 30 days.
Yeah. In 30 days?
I feel like we need to be a part of that, man. Like,
y'all, what y'all gonna casting. Do? Y'all gonna be our broadcasting live or what?
Man, I want to help cast because I feel like it can be classy.
Okay, wait.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wait. Cast? That means production?
Like, hey.
Like, be the judge. She, like,
she's
small,
no good.
Like, yeah.
Her.
Ah.
She's no good.
I'm about to say, okay. You know what I'm saying? So you saying y'all want involvement when I do my... auditions.
Because I feel
yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
Sometimes you got to hurt feelings to say no, ma'am.
So y'all don't necessarily have to be a judge. Y'all can be sitting to the side and just be commentary.
Yeah,
Y'all can be the commentary of the show.
The commentary?
Commentary.
Yeah.
It's all right. I fuck up words all the time.
Yeah, you good. That's why I say you coming to chill with
block
us.
Block it, pour it out.
You going to block it out? Yeah. We might block it out. It's all good,
but you
though.
Come in the kick. That's why I said it's like we not trying to be messy. That's what I'm saying. Everything can have, like, this shit can have class and it can actually go somewhere.
But
are
y'all
going to
be the commentary, though? Because I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need commentary. You need.
Yeah, I'm goddamn John Madden. He's Pat. Yeah, we going
to. Oh, man. Shoot. That's, see, man.
That'd be good.
You going to start us some
that'd
shit.
That'd be good.
Some, like, watch out announcing shit. Yeah.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. And the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Watch out for the ropes. Here she go. Boom.
So why ain't you part of the, like, the original? Like,
all I know is this. I didn't feel comfortable, and I said I quit. I don't want to do that no more. Mm-hmm. And that's out.
Yeah, because they trying to really meet up and fight. Like, why every time we got to meet up and it need to be like some reality, real world shit? Like,
I did want it to be like that, but people's like, they faking like They yeah. like me, but they really hate me. So how yeah. can you work with somebody that you hate? Like,
why are you?
It's not gonna make it.
Facts.
I remember you, once upon a time you had the Facebook name Most Hated. Why did you? Where'd you get the Most Hated? Like, I see a lot of people that got like I don't know a bone to pick with you. Like, what did you? What did you
nah,
piss some
facts.
People off? Like, what
facts. And it'd be, I mean, more,
really
it'd be more
be
than one
half
set
the time
going at
why
you
people
too.
Don't like me, but yeah. other half I done talk bad to them, and the other half maybe I done got into it with their peoples. But yeah. everybody. I ain't did nothing to all y'all. Like, come on now.
right.
Yeah.
So I don't worry about it. You know, I just be me. And then if y'all yeah. gonna hate, hate. But my haters is starting to like me. I need new haters.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. if you That's ain't got haters, up. You ain't, you feel me? You ain't doing nothing. Somebody gonna hate you. Everybody can't like you. You know what I'm saying? But like the bottom line is, though, you created something and now it has motion no matter what.
I was trying to start a movement. That was my whole thing.
It looked
thing.
Like you started a damn movie. Yeah. You got all these damn baddies.
Yeah,
you know.
I really want everybody to win. But they was like, dang, why you do that, Jamie? You picked people that did not like you. What was you thinking?
That too.
I said, I didn't necessarily mean to do that. I was just trying yeah. to get everybody opportunity. Right, I put all right. my pride to the side.
Right,
I put
right.
all my differences
But you
could have
shit it on them and just went and did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I needed who I needed to make it happen.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't have nothing but
that
a
first
little
live lineup. I'm like, okay, nah. But I see what you was trying to do. But like, I'm a fan of reality TV. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
no,
yeah,
no.
like I'm gonna just keep it real because like Louisville got, you know what I'm saying? Like, even people that's not from here, people will tell you, like, if you be like, man, I'm from Louisville. Ah, oh, man, the women there is phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Like. It's some real baddies in the city that's classy. That, of course, like I said, I'm a fan of like reality TV. But, so like, you remember MTV?
Yeah.
Like the Real World and shit. Like coming on, it's classy. It's nice. You meeting people of different walks of life, and then once they in the house and they in that setting, of course it's gonna be funk. It's gonna be, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
But that's what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
We didn't want to all be beefing like this.
It
kind of got out of control.
It was straight up.
Because it was reality. That's what makes my stuff so, like, this is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because every time I flick on.
We weren't playing. Like, everything is real.
Every time I catch a clip of baddies, you just catch a little smart. They on there fighting
they
like motherfucking. So,
they at it.
I don't know, like.
I really did. Okay, so first let me say this. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But I will fight.
Okay.
I will fight. Now, I fight hard, too.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I'd rather not. So if you don't understand that about me, you don't have to mug me in my head or crack me. If I want to fight, then I'm going to fight. But I don't like when people be tempting me yeah. and pushing my button and keep pushing it.
Yeah.
And you know I already said it one time, I don't got no beef with you.
Right.
And I feel like that's where the bullying come in at a lot of the times.
Yeah. People yeah. poking at you because you done changed. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's what I want to touch on, too, with you, like motherhood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how is it being a mother out here in today's time? You know
Ooh.
What I'm saying? We can get back to that, but it's like, you're a mother first. I don't care what nobody say. You're a mother first. You know what I'm saying? I ain't.
How many kids you got?
Six. Six ball.
That's what's
six
up.
Six ball.
Yes.
What's
I'm
the
blessed.
Ages?
I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Ages.
Mm-hmm.
15.
That's the oldest.
14, 8, 7, 4, 1.
It's a lineup.
That's
what's
they
up. Deep.
That's a lineup.
Got a whole.
Go get your brother
football.
And sister.
Start
okay.
Fire. There you go.
Okay.
They coming deep, ain't they?
yeah.
We got everybody.
Don't play with them.
Yeah,
either.
You started a tribe, but it's like.
They beautiful, too.
What's the biggest misconception you can say about you as a person, how people can say you got six kids, you rap, you got your businesses, you got the baddies, and a lot of people will say that a lot of what you come with is messy, but what's the biggest misconception outside of like
I'm really a changed woman, like
yeah.
you got to know it. If you don't know it, then something's wrong, because I done came a long way. Like I done been through the struggle. I done been yeah. through the mud. I deserve everything that's coming to me. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm out here really doing it.
Yeah.
And it don't matter about how I look or how my body type is or none of that. It matters about, are you a baddie? What makes you a baddie? Well, for one, I handle business.
Yeah.
And I put my kids first.
Yeah.
God
that's
first.
That's a baddie
and,
right there. You
and I just feel like
first.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm really a boss. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what else to say. Than anybody else, you know, if you're not on your stuff, get on your shit, man. Get your shit together. And, you know, boss up.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go. You got the advice. Boss up.
Hell yeah.
Ain't no money. Beef is only good if you're in the burger business. Yep. Shout out to Fab. Shout out to Fab, man. So who like if you could have you say you rap, so if you could have a feature from anybody in the world and then a beat from anybody in the world, who would it be?
Anybody. Now y'all know what I'm gonna say.
Nah, I don't know. I'm not asking you the question.
She's gonna say Webb.
Webby! You know, I'm trying to do a song with Webby. Come on now.
Yeah, they used to call me Webby in high school.
But you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. Like, Webby is one of the people. But I really like Lotto. Like, yeah. I'm feeling Lotto. I'm feeling Cardi. Yeah. Like, I'm feeling.
I like Sexy.
If they reach out to me. I mean, Sexy Red is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's why
that's like.
At the end of the day, that's why I wanted to have you. That's why we wanted to have you on, though. Like
to do no song with her.
No, I feel you. Because that's what he asked. Yeah.
If I could do a song with Sexy Red, I would.
Yeah.
But that's not my big. It wouldn't be a big deal as it like would be for Lotto or Cardi.
Somebody that you fuck with for real on a real level. That's different, and that's real art too. Because it's gonna be natural. You know what I'm saying?
So who would the beat be like? From anybody, dead or alive.
I mean, you know what? I always wanted to work with, you know, Mike Will Made It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's a first. It's a big and lazy first right there. We never had nobody say Mike Will.
Yes, me.
And I'm telling you, that Mike Will, you're gonna be spinning in that strip club.
Yeah.
Mike Will bands to make her dance. You know what I'm saying?
Love Mike Will.
Yeah, like, he's gonna get you cracking.
Milano is good.
Yeah, I like her. I like her.
No, he's a he.
I thought you
beats.
Said Mulatto.
No,
Mulatto.
Milano. His name is Milano.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's on YouTube. He makes a lot of good beats.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my song that I got out right now is who did that beat.
Shout out to your song.
Step on shit.
Uh-huh.
Where can we find your song
yet? YouTube.
Okay, Step on Shit.
Queenie Marge. Step on Shit.
So how many like records? How many? I didn't know you rap. Like, how many, like...
Yeah, I should have paid y'all to do my song.
Yep, you can.
Yeah, it ain't too late. Well, it kind of is, though, but it ain't too late. Future episodes. We ain't going to stop. It's trained, we, you know, every week, so you got plenty of time, you know, to plug your song in. Like, what is... Like, how many cut records you got out? Like, how many, like, projects?
As far as right now on YouTube, I got 4 on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you need to do a baddies... song. You need to do all
I
of that.
I got a baddie song.
Yeah, you need to.
You do? The theme song? Like a theme song or like a sub?
Yeah, theme song.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So you had everything in the.
I wrote the baddie song and everything. Like, I was prepared.
David Ruffin right here. You hear me?
What they call me, David Ruffin, cuz.
They called you David Ruffin?
Yeah.
There
David
you go.
Was different. You hear me?
Who's oldest? If you David Ruffin, who's oldest? Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. Who's the oldest?
Well, they said I'm David Ruffin and Otis.
Damn.
Because first they said I was David Ruffin, now they said I'm Otis.
Ain't nobody coming to see you. Okay.
I can't stand Otis,
I don't
though.
Know what's going on.
Otis was I hated Otis.
What I'm saying is this. If I could say anything, I'm Jamie Tinsley.
Yeah.
There you go.
But what I'm saying is, hypothetically speaking, they said I was acting like David Ruffin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, which I don't. What a lot of people don't know
like
about David Ruffin, he had a different contract than the Temptations. They portrayed him to be a jerk, but really he was like, "Look, I fuck with the Temptations, but I got a solo and a group with my brother, so I can come and go as I please. I don't have to come to rehearsals." Otis didn't like that shit. He's like, "Nah, nigga, ain't nobody bigger than the group, nigga."
Like, check one too, though.
But you know what though? It's facts. They said that I was trying to be Beyonce and step out and go on my own solo.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
But I wasn't trying to do that.
Yeah.
I need to be treated right, period.
Yeah.
Y'all not going to treat me right and respect me as a woman, bringing everybody to the table, and I don't want to sit at this table no more.
You want
to
know why, though?
That's it.
You want to know why?
That's all.
It's because people's focus on the old Jamie. They focus on, you know what I'm saying? They not going to let a person like you lead in their mind. You know what I'm saying? Which is why they should have turned that shit down if you ain't willing to
take. They didn't want to accept the fact that it was actually me that came up with such a good idea. They didn't want to accept it first. But then I had to turn them into believers.
Right.
So that's what's going on right now.
So if you had a message, because your haters will be watching this. What's the message to your haters? Your naysayers? You know, you said some of your haters are turning into fans right now. So what is your message to some, you know,
chase your dreams, man.
Yeah.
It can happen. Like, it really can happen. Like, I ain't even going to hold you. I don't really got nothing else to say, but keep your head up. I don't got nothing negative to say.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have nothing negative to say.
We didn't want you to come up here and be negative. We wanted you to come up here and have a good time with us. You know what I'm saying? And really just, like, kick the shits. Because it's like, other than the baddies.
I'm on the podcast right now. That's my manager. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good.
What's up, manager?
Yeah. Oh.
What up with you? It's the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Yes, sir.
That's a bet.
Okay, I'm gonna call you back as soon as I leave her.
Okay. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. Always forget.
So, like, what is
I'll make you remember.
You say you changed and you like changed your ways, and like what ways like
you Cause changed? I would have cracked Pedro. What are you talking about?
Okay, so you anger management, like anger.
I done spend praying and fasting, and yeah. I'm in a good space in my life right now, and I'm on the right path.
You ever tried mushrooms?
Only once.
Did you like them?
And I feel like it was a waste of time. Maybe I didn't do enough.
Huh?
I just did it one time.
Me and my wife did them, and we talked all night. We was loaded.
But when I did it, I was laughing a lot. I was laughing a
lot. Yeah, see, see, that's how you know you got a good spirit. Because some people say they trip out because their spirit's bad. Your spirit good, so you probably was like, it feels like, good. Because we was feeling good. We was high.
That was funny.
Yeah.
So, like, they say that people use shrooms to, like, for anger management. It's
but I only did it one time.
It's one guy. I just watching his video. He got off heroin messing with shrooms.
What?
He said the shrooms, you got opioid receptors in your brain, you know, opiates. And that rewired, it helped him get him off the heroin. Like, he said he was on a, he took a lot of
it.
Oh,
got off the heroin. I thought you said he got on it.
Got off of it. Okay. Like, it helped to rewrite his brain.
That's good.
Whoa, that's dope.
Because I'm against heroin.
Yeah.
I'm against all hard drugs.
Yeah, me too. I'm with Boosie, though. Boosie said, brain crack back. If you're going to do anything, he said, fentanyl been killing everybody. He said, crackhead was around 40, 50 years, still hooping.
That fentanyl, I say, just don't say no to drugs.
Yeah,
say,
you got to say no to though.
Drugs. Smoke weed? Is that a drug? Are we counting that as a drug?
I don't think so. I think anything can be abused. I think anything can be abused. Like, people abuse sex. Sometimes, you got people out here, that's all they worry about is fucking. That's it.
Blunt monkey freaks.
I'm about to start asking y'all some questions.
Come on. Well, go ahead. We here.
Hold on. Wait a minute. So, okay. What made y'all start doing this podcast again?
Me and bro, we go back from back in the day. Me, personally, I'll let him tell his personal. But I'm a fan of podcasts. So it's like, after a while, like, the music wasn't shit. So it's like, the best thing to do is watch, a good podcast, especially with the visuals, with the drink champs and the legends and the stories. I'm a fan for stories and shit like that. But my man's right here, he's always been like a funny guy. Not funny like me laughing at him, laughing with him. He had dark humor that I get, And then his conversation to go from this to that. And it'd be so like, wow, I'm like, this dude is crazy. I cut hair, so he come get his hair cut. We'll talk while he's in the chair. Talk while he's waiting. Talk while he's in the chair. He'll stay for a second and talk just because that's my partner. So we've been trying to get this together for a minute. And
I'm proud of y'all. Y'all doing good.
I appreciate you. I appreciate that. But that's just me. I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of this guy. I feel like he could go on stage and be like, do stand up. People say the same about me. But it's like, we wanted to interact with people like you. Real people down to earth. Not nobody just coming on here that's going to fake and fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, even your prep to get on the show was different. We never had nothing like that. You feel what I'm saying?
We got that on camera, too. We're going to leave some behind the scene.
Leave me alone,
but
y'all.
Look. But
I
was
not prepared when I came. Yeah.
But I had a podcast back 6 years ago, back in 18. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't nothing. We was in a dark room. But we didn't have no video or nothing. But he would just always, man, like, you should. And a lot of people used to be in front of a camera. You funny. You could talk. You used to be in front of the camera. And he used to, I ain't going to say beg me, but come on, man, let's get the podcast. And I'm like, bro, if we get the podcast going, we got to get the video. We got to come correct. Like, we can't just come, pop the iPhone up and just talk. So, if we're going to do something right, and, like, I said, give me a year, like for a year, we're going to give you 52 straight. Like, we about 30 now. When a year comes, we still going to do another year, huh?
I think we might be a little more. I don't know.
Well, I think it's dope idea. I think it's cool. It's comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How would you describe your experience on the Big and Lazy set? Like, how would you
They some cool dudes.
We appreciate
some cool
that.
Dudes, man.
And I if you could get anybody on here, I know I'm stealing your shit, Big.
Go ahead, do that.
But if you can get anybody on here that you can actually hit up and be like, yo, you need to go on a Big and Lazy Pod, and they actually come on. And you know what I'm saying? They got motion.
Yeah, you gotta make a call. Who you wanna see on here? Mm-hmm. But you gotta be able to
pull them and get
make
them
make a call or text. Like, you should come fuck with these niggas.
What'd you say, Webby? You can get Webby?
No, I ain't saying Webby.
I'm just fucking with you.
But I don't know. I have to think about that one, man. I don't mess with nobody.
Yeah.
I don't like people no more.
Even if they from
the help of people.
Even if they from the your section, your neighborhood.
I'm gonna think about
somebody interested that you just sit and talk to, and they just got some good information.
Y'all should get shiz on her.
Yeah.
Shiz.
Yeah. Good on her.
You talking about the dude with the studio?
15.
I'm gonna tell you something about bro. This was probably my oldest was probably 2-3 when
he'll
I was fucking come. With him and his cousin.
He'll come. He'll talk to y'all.
Him and his cousin had me in the studio in the same factory 10 years ago. I met him 10 years ago. He used to hit me up all the time like, bro, I like your music. You need to get back in here. But I, you know, went on my own little way. But
okay, well.
I can definitely reach out to bro. I know his daughter, Chantanique, I think it's her name. Yep.
So how you feel about, just to get on a little current event, the Cat Williams. Like, how you feel about that? Like,
I really only watched a little bit of it, but he was speaking facts.
He was telling the truth. Yeah. Did nobody say he's lying yet?
A lot of shit start coming out on video. You can't lie.
Did nobody say he's lying yet?
Well, I was on TikTok and that shit was just rolling.
I'm a fan of Cat Williams.
Me
so
too.
I agree with him.
I fuck with
until
Cat.
Until he say something off the wall, but
yeah,
I'm a fan. I'm on his side.
You think he ever did drugs?
Cat
Hell
Williams.
Yeah.
Because he said, ain't nobody ever seen me do a drug or said they sold me a drug.
He did.
I don't know about that, but I ain't going to speak on it. Bro, I might be telling the truth.
Yeah.
He might be telling
who's
the truth.
Who's to say? Hey. You know?
And he's a genius, though. Like,
but my thing is, you know, though, you know all this stuff, but you just walked away unscathed. You get all this dirt. You're in the rooms with the people.
Yeah.
I ain't saying you might have been a time or two, buddy. You know what I mean? Niggas go to the barbershop to what? Get a haircut? I cut some hair. You know what I'm saying? You go to the crack house, smoke some crack, or tell some. Why am I going in the room with all this? You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
I don't know. So part of me, like, when people get to spilling the beans, they don't never get to tell what they did. They always there and seen it. And
he said he'd pay for the information.
Who?
Cat. That's what he said on. He said, if you got something, I'll pay for it. Come here. Tell me. But, you know, I forgot what I was going to say again.
Anyway, listen, as far as Cat Williams, he said what he said, and he meant what he said.
He stood on it.
So,
you know what I'm saying? He definitely stood on that shit. But outside of the Cat Williams shit, like, what could you see yourself doing in the industry, like, that you never would have thought that you would, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you could get into it, like, maybe acting or...
Yeah,
you
know acting, of course.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm trying to be the next... Tyree P. Henson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. So listen, I just want to tell y'all this. I really just wanted to do something to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's so depressing. It seemed like the last couple of weeks since this Louisville Baddie has been number wrecked. People have been wrecking, laughing, choking. Yeah. It seemed like it's been like a real movement of.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little messy, but it was still funny, though. You know what I'm saying? It still gave y'all something to laugh about, something to talk about, because I feel like that's what Tyler Perry does. He takes times when it's depressing and people are depressed, and he makes movies, and then he comes out with them right around the time when people's going through a lot. And then that's what his whole goal is, to make people laugh. And I feel like if you can do that,
you a bad motherfucker for that analogy, because
that was a real
even
analogy.
When we was young, like with the plays, it was like the perfect time for that shit. You gonna
God,
laugh
dog.
Like a motherfucker.
What's your favorite Tyler Perry joke?
Y'all know I went all the way back to the play.
Yeah, I don't have to say a play.
What's your favorite Tyler Perry? This either
I don't want to say no joke. I just was fascinated with the fact that he made up his own words.
Now,
like Heller.
I didn't say joke. I said favorite, like, John. I said John, like, your favorite movie or play. Like,
the play, the first one.
The first one?
The very first one.
First one was good.
Mm-hmm.
The very first one.
Mine's is the whatever one this is when him and what's
not
it?
None of the movies. I'm talking about the plays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The plays. Yes. What's your girl that's a House of Pain? She's the wife on there. You know, that's like his best friend, his ride or die on the plays.
Talking about the big black woman.
Yeah. And when she was like, Madea said something, she popped the gun. She was like, come on, ride or die, fool, ride or die. And she was in the closet.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was a wreck. But I feel like I just hated the singing.
I like the singing too. No, I haven't seen it. I'm only tuned in to what I got going on. I don't know about nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you tuned in with us?
I see the last situation y'all did. Hold on, wait. I really didn't see it. But I seen the ads that y'all was putting out. Yeah. And it made me pay attention because y'all had him on there. Yeah. So now they really going to be paying attention if y'all got me.
Yeah, that's what we said before. Like, once everything starts to roll, like, you're going to get your point across. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit's going to be good. But it was good talking to you. And I'm happy we actually got to have, like, somebody that has something like really, really current going on that's really like trending. Because once I seen 20K and 50K, I'm like, God.
50K on what?
Damn.
No, we had 157K.
No, I was just building on Facebook. And
really?
Yeah.
You talking about views?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn.
That's what I was building up. I went from 10K to 20. And I'm like, damn, you look the next morning.
On the video that went viral.
Yeah. The one,
and then the one on Twitter is 150K. I want two.
Which one went viral? I'm not. Just give me a brief description.
The one where it went down originally.
First
one.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Because it was a lot. Because a lot of people didn't see it. They just seen the live. It was actually the when y'all even was introducing them when they were sitting backstage.
It was a live in an actual episode.
Yeah.
The girl leaked the live. She went live while we was doing it. Yeah. Nobody told her to do it.
The one where the camera was right there where y'all was at.
Thankful that she did.
Yeah, because it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment to go viral.
A beautiful fuck up. That's what that is, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So before we get out of here, it's the Big and Lazy Podcast.
This nigga's been taking my shit.
I'm sorry, bro.
I can't work with these amateurs. I'm out of here, man. I can't work with these. But now go ahead.
Hey, but it's the Big and Lazy Pod.
So he was supposed to say that?
Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, you know, it's a good conversation. Like, sometimes I don't know what to say.
Hold on, he started it. Y'all need to work on that. Whoever stored it, stored it.
I'm going to let him do it. Nah, I'm out.
But since we the Big and Lazy Podcast, give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
Period.
What the fuck is that? give us something good to eat. Like, you, give us like a recommendation. Like, give us something.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was part of y'all.
That
was good. So okay, asking so find something good to watch for you, the Louisville Baddies.
Okay.
Now you, some Dixie Chicken.
I'm with Dixie Chicken. Every time Kings is packed, we going to Dixie Chicken.
I fuck with Dixie Chicken. My brother fuck with
Dixie Chicken. Hey, that's how I went viral, the Dixie Chicken.
Yeah.
What would you do? Like, what?
I just had a box of chicken.
Yeah, you went around eating the chicken?
No, because that's what I had to utilize my resources. All I had was chicken and liquor. That's how I did it.
I did.
But that's every time Kings is packed, I'm going to Dixie Chicken and it's going to slap.
I'm going the better way. They got some good chicken right there on Ralph. They do. The gas station.
I heard they got good breakfast.
They do. The breakfast
and chicken.
It's good.
Well, I'm going to try that chicken.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna give me to watch? What can I watch?
You definitely can watch the Big and Lazy Pod.
Have you been Big and Lazy Pod? Have you been following the Gypsy Rose case?
No.
That's a good documentary.
That. Yeah, you gotta get in that. The act.
Which, so is that what I need to be tuning into?
The briefing is like the mother made her daughter basically
sick.
Be sick when she wasn't.
In a wheelchair and shit like that.
Fake documents saying she got cancer, she got this, she got that, making her eat out of feeding tube, pulling her teeth,
that
doing all
wild,
this shit.
It's crazy. That's one of the best.
It's a bad motherfucker.
Documentaries I done seen.
And I ain't gonna say nothing else, but it's pretty good.
The Big and Lazy Podcast.
Shit, I say something on Tubi, man. Shout out Tubi, man. Niggas need to quit hating on Tubi, man. It's a lot of talent.
Tubi got better, man.
My thing is, it's a lot of talent on there. Like, people that want to just sit down and make a movie. make a movie.
Could you see yourself doing a 2B movie? Somebody came.
Yeah, I'm working on a movie now.
We're gonna get one together too.
It ain't to be disclosed. I already talked to men on the phone.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. We working on one too.
Big shit going on, movie, man. Like
reality big show,
not the little one.
See, we
what working. Else we got?
Yeah.
Album.
Yeah, album on the way. Okay.
Triple platinum. Okay.
Album.
Triple platinum.
Album.
See, we working on a movie ourselves. It's gonna be like a Friday. Base type of, you know, one day type of thing. Hell yeah, we need rec. It needs to be. See, I want to tell y'all but y'all remember lottery ticket?
Yeah,
with Bow Wow.
That's me.
Who's wearing the
you
dress?
You know I'm a lottery.
I ain't fanatic. Wearing no dress.
Ain't nobody wearing no dress, but I'm a lottery fanatic. Please,
but check it though.
Get me in her.
Check it though. You got the lottery ticket with Bow Wow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What y'all think about a hood parlay movie from all the sports betting shit?
Yeah. We can do it too, right here in Kentucky.
If somebody take my shit, I'm gonna be on my Cat Williams shit.
And you know, Kentucky got the highest tax credits for shooting movies in the country.
Man,
they just passed that law. Yeah, that's why like people start. Ethan Hawke shot a movie here, like, but it's Kentucky though. But it ain't, you know what I mean? But you get a lot of tax breaks. But we're gonna end it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Tinsley. What's your rap name? I forgot. I'm terrible with names.
Queenie Maj on the track. Queenie Big Jamie, Maj. Not the little one. Stepping on next, all 2024. Better catch up. I get with the program.
Get with it.
And just get like that.
Motherfucking lost. We motherfucking out, man. It's another classic.
Bitch, I'm signed to myself. Not a label on me. I be sitting courtside. I can't do the nosebleed. I been getting to this money. I been getting no sleep. If it ain't about no business, nigga, don't approach me. She a hometown girl, so I took a OT. I know people talk a lot, so you don't have to show me. And I can't spend it on myself. I gotta feed the whole team. Told you I'ma stop, baby. I can see it coming. Remember, I was on that block, nigga, just like Andre Drummond. I do. Cause some gon' like it, some gon' hate it, some gon' love it. Yeah, yeah, got his own shit, if it ain't mine, then I won't touch it. I'm like, ain't this what you asked for, so baby, why you running? Yeah, why if you I like her, give a good dick, she feel me in her stomach. Come you gon' think I sold my soul the way I'm racking up this money. Yeah, them niggas changed on me, I was way more than 100. But it's how I just watch me treat them like I never knew them. I like 20s and a 50, but I love them blue bills. Got no time for a leash, I don't need no new bill. I had to go for a minute, think I need a new grill. I record my own song. I can make my own beat. Bitch, I'm signed to myself. Not a label on me. I be sitting courtside. I can't do the nosebleed. I been getting to this money.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.